please talk about Robert Whittaker, Bobby Knuckles, going up against Darren the Gorilla Till? This is going to be a really fun one. Both of these fighters, they're at the top of their game right now. They really are. Whittaker coming in, -1.83 favourite. Till the +1.91 underdog. So those betting lines, they're fair. They are fair. The thing with this fight, right, is I don't fully know how Till is going to look against somebody who is the same size as him. Because, look, he fought at welterweight for the longest time, and he was always the bigger guy. The guy's 6 feet tall. He's got a 74.5-inch reach, which is big for the welterweight division. He's now at middleweight. The first middleweight he took on in Kelvin Gastelum, he won a split decision. It was close, but he did win. And again, Gastelum is a smaller guy as well, like, so he had the reach and the size advantage. He doesn't have that advantage against Robert Whittaker. And make no mistake, Robert Whittaker doesn't get nearly enough love. He should get so much more love than he gets, because he was the middleweight champion. Even when he was the middleweight champion, he hardly got any love off of anybody, which is really weird. I know he's big in Australia, but even though he's from New Zealand, sorry, he's from that part of the world. But either way, like, he's an incredibly good fighter. He is he's so good in every area. Does that make sense? He's got no glaring weaknesses whatsoever. Do you know what I mean? He's a decent wrestler. He's a decent grappler. He's a decent striker. His cardio is good. Do you know what I mean? And the one thing that I see in this fight that's got any value whatsoever, because you've got both of the fighters by knockout, 350 for Whittaker, and a slight favourite for the knockout is Darren Till. I'm not sure why, because he goes to decisions all the time. He always goes to decisions, apart from when he fought Cowboy. He knocked out a lot of people on his way to the UFC, but in the UFC, he does, generally speaking, go to a decision. That's not being disrespectful. He's an extremely polished striker, and he's very, very technical, is Darren Till. He's way more technical than some people believe, because of his demeanour. You know, he's like, you know, he's a Liverpudlian, he's a brawler, mate. You know, he's just like, he loves to have a fight, you know? And because of that, people forget that he's a martial artist. He is an artist as well. Because, I mean, his footwork, his striking are just fantastic. He got caught out by Masvidal, but that was actually a really clever trap set by Masvidal. He kept on kind of faking the takedown. Dan Hardy does a fantastic breakdown of that on YouTube. Go and check that. Type in Dan Hardy breaks down Masvidal knockout of Darren Till. It's wonderful. Really, really good. I thoroughly recommend that. Brilliant breakdown. Dan Hardy is fantastic. Great commentator as well. Love that dude. But anyway, I'm going off on a tangent here. Back to Whittaker versus Till. So yeah, the knockouts, they're fairly even on the betting lines. Now, the decisions, you've got that they're slightly higher. Now, I think this one is going to a decision all day, because both of these guys, they like to, they're very deliberate. And I'm not saying it's going to be a boring fight. That's not what I'm saying. I think it's probably going to be very exciting. But I don't see either of these guys putting the other one away. That makes sense at all. So I'm thinking the decision for either guy, you've got some good odds there. 3.75 for Whittaker for the decision, and you've got 4.50 for Till by decision. Now, like I said, it's worth having a bet on either one of those. Me, personally, I am going to bet that money on Robert Whittaker. Because, I mean, don't get me wrong, I really like Robert Whittaker. Nothing against him, but I want Darren Till to win. Of course I want Darren Till to win. I'm English, do you know what I mean? And I just like Darren Till as a fighter. I just think he's very real. He's very honest. And I love that. Do you know what I mean? He's so honest. If you ever catch him, he's been on like the Believe You Me podcast with Michael Bisping. Like, when he does those kind of interviews, he's so honest and he's so real. And I absolutely love that. And I want to see Darren Till, get to a title shot again. I just think he deserves it. I think he's a very high-quality fighter. But make no mistake, this is a really tough test for both of these guys. And it's well worthy of the main event billing that it's got, because it's going to be a hell of a fight. But I am going to put my money on Robert Whittaker by decision. Now, because my bets are usually terrible, that should mean, hopefully, fingers crossed, that Till gets himself the win. But what I will do, I mean, obviously, that's, you know, they're not the longest odds in the world. And I think it's a very real possibility. I do think it's going to go to a decision. And at that point, it's kind of 50-50 who's going to get it. You get the better odds on Darren Till, so if you want to have a go on that, going that's not a bad bet at all. However, what I would do to make this bet really terrible is combine it with my other terrible bets that I've decided to have a go on this card. I have got Fabricio Verdum to win, Shogun Hua by decision, and Robert Whittaker by decision. That is 63.28. That is the kind of terrible betting that I can get behind. I happen to have a £5 free bet on my account. Happy days. Put that on there all day long. It would be a miracle if that came off, and it would probably lead to a very serious gambling problem on my part, because as my friend Gary West says, that I am one good win away from a real problem. As long as I keep losing, my bet, my stakes will stay low. But we will find out. This is a really great card. It's the last one on Fight Island, so enjoy the hell out of it. I'm going to. If you like the videos, please do give me a like, a subscribe. Feel free to comment. I love discussing these kind of things. Feel free to let me know what you think. Who have you got in these fights, you know? Give me a like, give me a subscribe, and keep those odds long and those bets terrible, and I will see you next time.